Okay. Today is June 20th, 2024. I am opening the formal comments portion of this public meeting for Corpus Christi Liquefaction LLC, application for air quality permit numbers 139479, PSDTX 1496M1, and GHG PSDTX 157M1. Let's start with an announcement for translation services into Spanish.
Good evening, everyone, for the Spanish speakers, if any. Buenas noches. Si alguien necesita el servicio de interpretación al español, por favor pasen a la mesa que está aquí a su lado derecho. Gracias.
As a reminder, during the taking of your formal oral comments, neither the TCQ staff nor the applicant will speak, only members of the public. This is your opportunity to give comment or input to the TCQ on the official record for TCQ's consideration. I will place a 3-minute time limit on speakers so everyone has an opportunity to make their comment. Once I will call you in the order that you signed up, and once you make your way to the front, please state your first and last name for the record. And I do apologize if I mispronounce your name. So again, correct me, but also for the record, state your first and last name. Again, we're going to use the microphone to both amplify and record your comment on the record. They will be taken back with us to the TCEQ, where a written response to comment will be drafted and provided for public. All right, so first I'm going to go over just like the first 5 people so you kind of get an idea if you're coming up. And if you know you're in that group, feel free to make your way towards the front, sit at these open chairs so we can move through the process smoothly. It looks like we'll be starting with Jim Klein. Mr. Cerna will follow him. Let's see. Autumn Heisek Fain next. Followed by Laramie Fain, followed by Mark Munster. Those are our first few people. So you may begin. First and last name, and real quick, I forgot to announce this. As I'm monitoring your time, I don't want to disrupt you, so I'll just flash when you're at 1 minute to kind of give you an idea to start summarizing. Okay, first and last name.
Sure. My name is James Klein, but I go by Jim. I'm speaking tonight as the president of the Coastal Bend Sierra Club Group. We represent people, hundreds of people, living in about 18 different counties in and around Corpus Christi in the Coastal Bend area, including people who live here in San Patricio County and in Portland and in Ingleside and in Gregory as well. The Coastal Bend Sierra Club Group formally opposes this permit. It will increase air pollution by adding 2 liquefaction trains. TCEQ should consider this permit in conjunction with other permits for Cheniere, if not other industries as well. Failure to do so would be a refusal to enforce the Clean Air Act, a violation of the agreement between the TCEQ and the EPA. Under this permit, 15.3 additional tons of SO2, sulfur dioxide, will be allowed, which can turn into acid rain. Cheniere is gaming the system at the expense of the public's health. 17.85 additional tons of PM2.5 will be allowed as well. PM2.5 is particularly problematic because it's small enough that it passes from the lungs into the bloodstream and can have an effect on the heart that as well increase heart attacks. The release of additional NOx will well place the Coastal Bend into, might well place the Coastal Bend into non-attainment, adding additional expense to the purchase of fuel in the area here as well. For these reasons, the Coastal Bend Sierra Club recommends that this permit be rejected. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Feel free to adjust the mic.
Yes.
And then first and last name.
Encarnacion Cerna, last name S-E-R-N-A, 105 Lost Creek, Portland, Texas, downwind, 3,000 feet, whatever, from the flame. Do not approve this permit. Deny it, reject it, and go do something that is not a shenanigan. This amendment will authorize 2 additional mid-scale LNG trains and make updates to authorize equipment. And here's the numbers added up from your MIER tables. Maximum allowable emission rates, the MIER table, where you tell the people, this is what we have, this is what we're incrementing, this is what we're going to end up. For VOC, you're going up 163% to end up with 246.7 tons per year of VOC. For nitrogen oxide, 86% increment to go to 281.65 tons per year. Carbon monoxide, 312%. Three times you're increasing the carbon monoxide to end up at 1,610 tons per year. And then sulfur dioxide to carbon dioxide, 74%. Methane, 572%. That's what we're talking about for this permit. It's too much. It's too much already. Don't do it. Then, what I talked about before, that this permit is being done in the vacuum without adequately considering the multiple other pending Cheniere air permits. For sulfur dioxide, you would allow 15.33 new tons of sulfur dioxide because 15.33 is below the 40 ton per year threshold. And then that would make it a major amendment.
1 minute.
And I can give you two more examples. I only want one minute left. There's the issue with the turbines. I've asked the questions. I ask it again. I want to get the operating logs. I want to get the actual heat loads and the testing, how the testing was done, the heat loads on every one of those 18 turbines, and what the manufacturer says. If I have a heating rate here, so many BTUs per unit time, then I want the manufacturing company, General Electric, I think. It's the GE2500LM turbine, so that I can do the calculation and I can tell my people, my children, it's so many tons of formaldehyde, it's so many tons of benzene, the carcinogens, and the deviation reports.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Autumn Hensick-Fain, and I'm a lifelong resident of the Coastal Bend. I'm asking you to deny Cheniere or Corpus Christi Liquefaction's Air Permit 139479 for the following reasons. As stated previously tonight, there are so many individual permits that are obviously intended to distort or hide the total cumulative emissions and environmental impacts. Construction is ongoing. We don't know fully what the impacts will be, and yet Cheniere wants more. Cheniere has violated state emissions limits almost 300 times. They have miscounted emissions at every step of construction. Cheniere's flare, like we've discussed tonight, you know, that we refer to as the Eye of Sauron or Portland's Tiki Torch, does last hours, sometimes days. There is absolutely no way that this follows standards of the Clean Air Act. Community members are not always alerted to these flares, and when we are, we're always promised that no action is necessary. Do you know how foolish that makes us feel when we can see and oftentimes smell emissions from your facility? Cheniere should be prioritizing best available control technology for stage 1 and 2 before continuing with these mid-scale trains 8 and 9. I would again specifically like to raise the questionable usage of gas combustion turbines at stage 1 and 2, which are known to emit cancer-causing agents, benzene and formaldehyde, 4 tons per year, in fact. Cheniere's self-controlled and self-reported air quality data is a joke. There are no TCEQ air monitors in Gregory, Texas. Cheniere's averaging of their emissions provides an inaccurate depiction of the harm they're doing to our people and our environment. Before Cheniere continues to look at further expansion, I would like to see them actually investing in community, not throwing checks at people, organizations, not sending out a leaflet in the mail every quarter, actually listening to the community's concerns, sharing that emergency communications protocol with us in person, updating their annual emissions totals shown against permitted levels and against all EPA guidelines to show what kind of neighbor they are actually being to us. Lastly, I want to end by stating the obvious irony of this meeting being held while half of our affected community members and friends could not get here tonight because they are flooded in their homes. Heavy flooding from extreme weather events that our homes will continue to be devastated by. Climate change is here, and companies like you, Cheniere, are continuing to exacerbate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You want to turn this in?
Yep.
Thank you. Hello, first and last name?
Laramie Fain. I've been a resident of Corpus Christi for over 10 years now. Came here initially as a student, but met and fell in love with my wife, as well as the water and the wildlife of the area. As human beings, we have a responsibility to the land, the air, and the water. No amount of profits or shareholder interest allows us to bypass that responsibility. As a commission whose purpose ostensibly is to ensure the quality of the environment, I'm asking that you deny permit number 139479. Cheniere serves the interest of industry, and therefore its existence is in opposition of the communities of the Coastal Bend and the environment. This is evidenced by their lack of accountability, their indirect answers to direct yes or no questions, their rush to apply for new permits, and their constant flaring and inability or disinterest and controlling their emissions or transparently reporting them. So you can throw a check here or there, you know, pay for a ball game or an arts festival, but it's pennies on a dollar for you, and it amounts to nothing more than bread and circus. And you can call yourselves a good neighbor, but you extract resources, you destroy the soil, the air, and the water, and affect the health of the residents of the community in the process. And that's not what a good neighbor does.
Okay, thank you. Mark Munster.
Hello, Mark Munster. I grew up, born and raised in the Coastal Bend area. And yeah, I just would like to ask that you deny the permit just based on all the concerns about the air quality and human health effects that it could have. I mean, this is obviously not benefiting directly the people that actually live here. This is going for a corporation, and it's getting sent out all over the world. It's not impacting or directly going to help the people here, the normal residents that work jobs, working class here. And yeah, there's just a lot of community concerns, and I just wish that you would fully look into those as much as you can.
Thank you. Okay, so our next group of people, we will start with Maggie Peacock, followed by Cody Benavides, followed by Elida Castillo, and then is it Jana Sho or Shu? Shu. Okay, so that's our next group of people. Yes, ma'am.
Cheniere is already the largest.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Maggie
First
Peacock.
And last name. Well, let me stop talking. Go ahead.
Okay. Maggie Peacock. Cheniere is already the largest LNG exporter in the United States. Since 2018, Cheniere has violated the state air pollution limits 293 times. No more siding with pollution and profit over people and planet, and stop raising Cheniere's air pollution limits. In 2023, the limits are doubled that of 2018. Stop raising the limits and start punishing Cheniere for breaking these limits. Cheniere is operating already on over 1,000 acres that are close to 5 different area schools with children. Cheniere is giving community members and school children cancer from their toxic turbines that release benzene and formaldehyde into the air. No more giving Cheniere free pass to expand their operations when they haven't proven to TCEQ or community members why they should do so, and stop giving Cheniere free pass to give community members cancer. TCEQ has already acknowledged how Cheniere is negatively impacting our air quality, so stop coddling them. Don't you think our area has gone through enough already? Enough industrial expansion, enough environmental injustices, enough cancer, enough environmental degradation, enough loss? Y'all are supposed, TCEQ are supposed to be working for the people, keeping our health and safety as a priority. When are you going to start doing so? Not to mention, the word natural in LNG is a marketing ploy by the fossil fuel industry to greenwash dangerous fossil fuels. The fossil fuel industry and TCEQ claim LNG is clean, but the gas is made from almost entirely of methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas that has 84 times greater global warming potential than carbon dioxide. It's so dystopian driving over here from Corpus Christi to beg y'all to deny the permit of a facility not only destroying our community, but our planet, while storm surges and sea level rise displacing, literally displacing residents on North Beach and surrounding areas. People are being displaced from their homes and they're in gyms right now because the storm surges and sea level rise are destroying their homes. Ingleside is underwater. North Beach is underwater. That's why, like, not all of our community is here tonight because we're literally underwater. Deny the permit.
Okay, thank you. Next up is Mr. Benavides. Yes, he is.
Hello, my name is Cody Benavides. I'm a lifelong resident of the Coastal Bend, and I'm asking that you deny this amended air permit. And honestly, just really appalled that you all not, like, you all would not even consider, like, rescheduling this meeting, even though, like, this area was declared a disaster zone. Cheniere has violated their emission limits almost 300 times. They are currently using gas-powered turbines that release emissions that contain benzene and formaldehyde, and from what y'all said, there is no current plan on changing them. It's not responsible to allow Cheniere to be granted an amended air permit after exceeding their emissions output at an alarming rate to be able to continue to pump cancer-causing chemicals into the air and the residents that breathe this stuff literally every day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Elida? Elida, okay, sorry.
Elida Castile, resident of Taft, Texas, which is just a few miles down the road from here. And so many of our community members who were able to make it today have mentioned many of our friends, family, and community partners are not able to make it because they are flooded in their homes. And this is all a result of our increased dependence on the fossil fuel industry, which is causing erosion of our coastlines, which is causing, you know, the degradation of our seagrasses and just of our environment overall. Working with a community organization, we are able to have conversations with community members every day, and many of them are concerned about the air that they are breathing. Most of them want to know what is in our air. And when we receive reports like this, where it shamelessly says that our air quality is good, this is a lie to the community. You are misinforming them. And yet, TCEQ, that you have a responsibility to protect us, protect Texans, protect the public interest, increasing air permits year after year, this is not in the public interest. This is not in our interest. This is not in the interest of my nieces and nephews and the hundreds of kids who come to school here every day, like during the school year, and who play sports and who play in that park that is down the road where you can see the flare flaring every day. This right here, where you are telling the public we can all make clean air choices, well, that is incumbent on you as facilities. You can make clean air choices as well. And to try to sell to the public that LNG, liquefied natural gas, fracked gas, methane gas, is natural and it's a clean choice. This was supposed to be like our bridge fuel because it was a cleaner alternative, which our science is saying is a lie. So please stop lying to us. TCEQ, please stop approving these air permits and do the right thing for once. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up.
Hello, my name is Janice Hsu. I am a Corpus Christi resident. You would say the Midtown area. I'm two blocks from Ocean Drive, so I have a direct view on a clear day over here to the skyline of all the industrial plants. Doesn't give me enjoyment to see it. It gives me a lot of concern and foreboding of when that explosion or incident may happen. I was checking. I noticed recently there have been quite a few flaring notices, which Aletha had talked about. So there was a couple in 2023, and then I started tracking. There was one January 16th, January 20th, January 31st, February 4th, March 26th, April 13th, April 25th, May 19th, June 15th, and one Monday on June 17th. So I'm here to talk about and represent and speak up for the vulnerable populations. I myself have allergies, can get respiratory issues, especially when there's poor air quality. I am on max dose of medications. I do immunotherapy shots and occasionally have to take an inhaler. So I want to speak up on behalf of others like me that have respiratory issues. We have high rates of COPD in our community. We have higher than average rates in the coastal bend of children and adults with asthma, and most of that can be attributed back to poor air quality. And so Driscoll Children's Hospital, routinely their unit stays full with children and teenagers that have asthmatic issues. So that's a great concern to me, and I don't think that we speak up enough about those individuals. Also, the high cancer rates. Department of State Health Services has done many longitudinal studies on areas in the coastal bend related to high rates of cancer. I formerly was a medical social worker at Spawn Shoreline and covered the cancer unit, and I can tell you there was more than average admissions from Nueces, San Patricio, and Aransas County. And this was way before industry grew as it did. So the industry we had and continue to have are impacting and affecting our air quality. And I just went in with a personal note as someone who's had family members, and I'm sure you have too. Cancer touches everyone. It knows no bounds, geographical location, income level, culture, gender, etc. That when you have someone that has had cancer diagnosed, breast cancer, and the only contributing factor they could find for her was her exposure of living next to a refinery, it's devastating. And so I urge TCEQ to not approve the permit number 139479, and for Chenier to think about your impact with citizens that live here every day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So our next group of people, Jake Hernandez, Kathy Fulton, followed by Chloe Torres.
Hello, my name is Jake Hernandez. My address of residence is 2628 Hewlett Drive in Ingleside, Texas. I'm here today to ask the panel to deny the permit in question for Corpus Christi Liquefaction, aka Chenier. I do not believe it is in the best interest for protecting the environment or public health to provide Chenier this permit due to its multiple violations of previous air pollution limits. As a resident of Ingleside, living only a few miles near the location of Chenier's LNG plant, I am concerned about the already existing chemical pollution in the air, as the coastal bend is home to a disgusting amount of people whose health has been affected by various industrial polluters and multiple violations of the Federal Clean Air Act and state pollution limits. With these concerns in mind, I don't believe it's responsible or reasonable to grant Chenier this permit, not just because of the general contribution to pollution in the coastal bend, but also because of Chenier's individual infractions and current pollution levels. They should be required to update the turbines they use to power their facility to eliminate the risk of formaldehyde and benzene pollution and lower their current pollution levels before they can even consider expansion. This is something I ask of everyone at meetings such as this one, and this request is almost never granted, but please do the right thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up.
Hi, I'm Kathy Fulton, and I live actually in Port Aransas, Texas. I'm with Port Aransas Conservancy, and the reason I'm here is because I really care about this area, and we have been overwhelmed with all of the industrial activity. We are currently trying real hard to work with the Port of Corpus Christi and having, I think, some mild successes going on there, but we're not anti, I'm not anti everything, but I gotta tell you, okay. So, I love your little handout here. What a crock of crap. I'm going to say it like it is, and please don't correct me. Here's the deal, because it's sitting here saying that over 4 years of monitoring, and it's all great and some of the best air, but here it is, and it takes 2 seconds, and I'm not good at reading off the phone to look something up, but here we go. This is a Reuters article from June 25th of 2022, and it says the massive plant of Cheniere's plant has exceeded its permitted limits for emissions and pollutants such as soot, carbon monoxide, VOCs, volatile organic compounds, hundreds of times since its startup back in 2018. This thing here actually says that it's been, that the data is showing data from before and after startup, but here it's like, no, y'all have exceeded it multiple times, hundreds of times. Instead of levying penalties for such violation, the Texas Commission on Environmental Degradation has responded by granting Cheniere big increases in the plant's pollution limits. The facility is now allowed to chuff out, I'm using its wording here, 353 tons, but I think now it's 400 tons of VOCs a year, double the limit it originally set out in its permit 8 years ago. You know,
one
you were
minute.
Sitting there. So here we go, and it goes on to state, the state has raised the limits for four other pollutants by more than 40%. So it says also, it goes on to say, the agency blamed Corpus Christi region's 83% increase in emissions, and that's you, Texas Regulating Agency, on Cheniere. Imagine that. So here's the thing. This is a no right now. Until they can get their act together, this is a no. And you've got to stop raising limits until things get corrected. We don't need more pollution, and it's clear no matter what this is saying, there's plenty of evidence out there that the air quality here is getting worse, and it actually sucks over in a lot of areas. Thank you.
Okay, that's time. Let me take this. So Chloe Torres is next. We'll be followed by Emily Borrera. Yes, ma'am. First and last name.
Yeah. My name is Chloe Torres, and I am also a lifelong resident of the Coastal Bend. And I wasn't planning on speaking, but the phrase global demand really triggered me and, like, compelled me to speak. I've been really lucky enough to be in contact with other people across the globe who are also extremely concerned about climate change. And I'm not talking about that in the future tense. I'm talking about that in the present tense. And they were able to connect us with the Belgium energy minister, Tine van der Straaten. And we talked to her about LNG and why, if Belgium as a country has banned fracking, why they would import LNG, and they've banned fracking in Belgium because they recognize how dangerous it is. And when we explained to her, mind you, this woman is her specialty is in international labor law, so she's a very smart person. She didn't know that 87% of LNG is derived from fracking, and most of that is derived from the Permian Basin in West Texas. So when she found that out, she was horrified. I say that because Cheniere talks about LNG and this completely normalizes it as something that is safe, and it is incredibly not. So Cheniere has had a really, they got ahead of the race in terms of convincing the public, convincing politicians that LNG is this cleaner bridge fuel. And people are starting to wake up to the fact the European Union now has LNG flagged as a commodity with potential human rights violation, the Due Diligence Supply Chain Act. So I encourage the TCEQ to look into that. I guess the other thing that I'll leave with, there's so many things to say, is I would like to have it on record that Cheniere said that they would look into publishing their annual emissions inventory somewhere that is like more accessible, maybe working with UT Austin to get that onto the website as well, or otherwise make it available on their company website. The last thing I'll say is there has been an extreme heat wave in New Delhi, India, for the past 3.5 months. Temperature is exceeding 110 degrees for 3 months, completely abnormal now. It's going to become more and more normal, and Cheniere is a direct contributor to that. It's killed more than 100 people, and that is what our area, our region, is going to experience. Couple that with local officials who do not care or do not prioritize care for the most marginalized. People have already died, and they will continue to die. So all is left to say about Cheniere is you have blood on your hands, and we'll make sure everyone knows it.
Okay, that's time. Emily. Yes, first and last name.
My name is Emily Beretta, and I am a lifelong resident of the Coastal Bend area. I speak on behalf of the community and on behalf of someone who loves the earth. I would like to propose that this gets rejected. Mr. Lermy made a great point that we have a responsibility to take care of what we have. We are only on this planet for such a short amount of time, and to see this kind of have an effect on the communities that live here for profit is really sad. Again, the point that Chloe made about global demand not really benefiting this community, I think, is something to really consider. And again, this is coming from someone who doesn't have a lot of experience with these types of things, so maybe my insight isn't the best, but I will say there is a future and a history to this place, to the Coastal Bend, to all areas. These are people's lives, and they can't just move away, or it's not really up to the individual people to make the right choices to save the environment. I do think a lot of it comes to a lot of these big companies. And I know you guys are just doing your jobs, but your jobs affects lives, it affects generations, it affects history, and it affects everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So at this time, I have called all those who signed up to speak. And again, it's the end of the comment period. So I want to ask, is there anyone who has not had an opportunity to submit comment onto the record, whether you already did it? If you did it online, then it's on record. But at this time right here, is there anyone that has not had an opportunity but would like to do so now? Okay. All right, so let's talk about the process moving forward. So this closes the end of the comment period, and as the staff attorney explained, they will go back and they will work on the oral formal comments that were just presented. Anything that you turn in writing at the registration table, in written comments as well, and those that may have already been submitted online to the TCEQ. All of that will be reviewed and responded to in writing. If you made a comment, then you're on the mailing list. If you did not make a comment but would like to receive information related to that document, the ED's response to comments, then you could sign up and just check, add me to the mailing list. Again, it was the last time for the end of the comment period, but it's not your last time to ask TCEQ questions. You can always call staff directly. I think the applicant as well made their information available that you can continue conversations with them. We are going to pack up our equipment, so we will be here a few more minutes if you wanted to approach staff. Other than that, I appreciate your attendance, your participation, and safe travels home. This closes the public meeting for Corpus Christi Liquefaction LLC application for air quality permit numbers 139479, PSDTX 149, 6M1, and GHG PSDTX 157M1. Thank you and good evening.